Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're watching on the stream, you see that we have the beautiful, amazing Trish Gazelle sitting with us for an hour or so. 20 minutes? Five?
I'll sit in for an hour.
Okay.
All right.
I know he has things to get to.
You've
got an agenda.
I got a lot of stuff happening.
You don't even need to be here.
Totally. I know, you're doing me a favor, and I'm wrinkling my nose. Is that usually how it goes?
It's usually how it goes.
Honestly, it kind of is.
I know.
The basis of our relationship.
Can I come on your show and talk about what I need to talk about, but nothing what you want to talk about?
And then the minute I'm done, can I leave? So get it out of the way and then get the hell out of here. No, just kidding. So it is the 58th annual St. Louis Lebanese Festival at St. Raymond's.
This weekend. It's on me. I'm the only Lebanese personality left. Hewlett retired.
Yeah.
We had someone on Show Me St. Louis, Mary Thayer. She's moving on. So if no one comes, it's my fault.
You're
this
the lone ranger.
The one job.
But if it's a success, you get all the sweet credit. Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, I'm bringing my mom. People can come by. I don't know if your mom was like this, but still, it's been almost 30 years that I've been doing this, and she still loves telling people, like in awkward situations, that I'm on the radio.
For example?
Like, I don't know. We could be, you know, waitress is like, what do you want to drink? She's on the radio. And I just like, or like, if she has to go to the ER for nothing emergency, she'll tell like the nurses, and it's weird. It's
pretty
and
adorable. It's pretty great.
Did your mom do that?
My mom didn't get out much, so she didn't have a lot of people to tell, but she was very proud of it.
So if you come up to, if you come see us, because we'll be there all day Saturday and Sunday, you know, then if you come up and say, oh my gosh, I heard your daughter on the radio, she would just be thrilled.
Just over the moon.
She would be thrilled.
Yeah. So what's the festival like?
So it's just a bunch of good food. They were making it today. I stopped by St. Raymond's on my way so I could bring you some. And a great homemade, authentic Lebanese food. Of course, dancing and music. And my sister makes these things called sviha. It's open face. It's like an open face meat pie with a lot of spices.
It. It's good. Mm-hmm.
So I usually sit by her booth, which is outside. So if you want to find me. And she makes fresh cut, you know, fries. Like she cuts them fresh and, oh my God, they're so good. So come by and get those. So yeah. So lots of stuff. Oh, we have lots of raffles. Like, there's something for St. Louis City SC you can win, and, you know, jewelry and gift cards. So a bunch of raffles and just food and just fun.
Very cool.
And family. But it starts Friday, 6 to 9, and then all day Saturday and all day Sunday. And it's free parking. It's right at Shoto and Tucker, across from Purina. You've probably been to a wedding or a prom there.
Good weather. A little bit hot, but...
A little bit warm. I am not...
You tired of it?
I can't remember being over summer like I am this year.
Yeah.
I was over it quick.
Probably because he heard me bitch about it so much. It rubs off.
But usually people who are getting older,
I know,
like us.
They want to go to Florida.
They want to go to Florida.
I want to go the other way.
I do too. I don't think I would want to go to hot weather climate.
Yeah. Like when I was just in Florida 3 weeks ago, being at the beach, amazing. Being anywhere else in Florida on any parking lot is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
See, but you got to figure out the timing though. Like, because from November until March,
yeah,
it's pretty much amazing. It's like 65 at night every night, and it's 75 during the day, maybe 80.
Yeah.
See, it's like, that's why you split it.
That's why we go during the summer, because it's cheap.
That's why, well, there you go. See, when you go in July and August, you're gonna get the hot stuff.
Yeah.
I just remember the vacations we took as kids. We would get in a station wagon.
Mm-hmm. Did you sit the way back?
2 days to South Padre Island. Yes, I sit in the way back.
Yeah.
Sat in the way back.
You're lucky to make it in the car.
I can't believe my dad did it.
Yeah.
And we did this a couple years in a row.
What do you remember about it?
Just
like
being
fighting?
Annoying. This one time, my sister brought her friend, and you know, she was 10 years older than me, so they're in high school, and I'm bebopping around, and I recited the entire movie of Valley Girl to them all the way down to South Padre Island.
Did you know you
this
were
is before
annoying?
Like iPhones and
oh yeah, but I had watched it so many times.
Did you think you were killing
Walkman.
It, or did you know you were being annoying?
Probably both.
Yeah,
probably intentionally both.
Yeah, probably.
I remember driving down to my first time in Florida. I was 10, going to Disney, and we took my aunt and niece with us, who are both larger women, and I was in the hump in the middle, and they had both just gotten their ears pierced, and they had to put this smelly alcohol-based stuff on it like every hour. It was just absolutely terrible. Then I got car sick, and then my cousin, who was like 2 years older than me, was like, yeah, and she's like that, and she's like, I want a hotel with a pool, and she did like the whole time. That's all she did. So the first night, we stopped at a motel. Like a no-tell motel.
Right.
Because they had vibrating machines on the bed. You could put a quarter in and they'd vibrate.
Yeah.
Never been on one of those.
The most disappointing thing in the world when you're a kid. Because when you're a kid and you think it's going
to
be great and you get on there, you're like, this is stupid.
Like
well,
a ride
so what
something.
It's for.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. Well, yeah.
Which I don't even get, by the way.
It's one of those many sexual things where you're like, really?
Anyway, we got sidetracked.
Like in a pool or in a shower. Like, what are we doing? This towel off.
It's I don't know crazy. What you're talking about.
So anyway, yeah, and then my cousin wouldn't get in the pool, so my dad threw her in the pool.
Nice.
Because why? She begged. Oh, sorry. Go
yeah.
Ahead.
No, I was gonna say like, why didn't she get in the pool?
She's just
complaining
like, I don't
about
feel like swimming now. And you're like, oh, he's like, I'm gonna throw your ass in the pool, and he did.
But she like, this is too small.
So
a pool.
Did you talk like the entire way, or were you just quiet, or what?
No,
you do?
I was not. I like. No, I was like you. I was the baby of the family. I was rambunctious. I was an entertainer, but my parents were not patient like yours.
Well,
so the show got called pretty quickly.
Yeah. Put a stop to that.
Yeah, I got yanked with the big hook pretty quick.
Yeah, I just remember taking a road trip with the family when I was little, and we stopped by a Walmart, and my parents got each of us a Pokemon guide of the first 150 Pokemon, and it was like, this is what you're going to do on the trip. You're going to look at this book. And that was like perfectly fine for the 12 hours or so we spent in the car. Nowadays, you see people post about like, oh yeah, the kids have their iPads. It's such a rough drive. I'm like, they have Netflix and stuff.
I know.
I mean, back in the day, we just looked out the window or looked at a book,
nothing.
And that was it.
Infinite entertainment in their hands. And they're like, this sucks. I'm bored. It's like, how can you be bored?
I remember laying in the back window, completely unrestrained, and then my dad slamming the brakes and just hitting the back of the front seats. And it wasn't even a thing. It wasn't like, oh, Jack. It's just like, yeah.
I literally was driving my mom places when I was 14 because she had this thing all of a sudden out of the blue where she didn't like to drive, like almost a phobia. So she would just let me drive everywhere. Like we lived in South County. I would drive to my sister's house in St. Louis Hills, like a 20-minute ride. I would drive everywhere. And now kids don't even want to get their license. Kids these days.
Did they teach you to drive or you just picked it up along the way?
No, I mean, I used to take my sister's car when I didn't have my license and just kind of figured it out. And I'd have my mom or dad take me, let me drive around this cul-de-sac. And we'd do that 30 times. And Were you guys driving early?
We used to do that. For whatever reason, we did it on vacation. Like when we would go to my grandmother's house in Pennsylvania, she lived in an apartment complex that had a big loop. And my dad would just let us at 12 years old, 13 years old, just drive around the loop.
Man, you guys had cool ass parents.
Yeah. So when we were younger, like on the 11, 12 side, we would sit on his lap and he would do the gas and we would just steer. Mm. And then when I got to be about 13 or 14, he's like, you can do it. I'm like, all right, let's go.
So what were you, 16? On the nose?
Pretty much. I mean, like when I got my permit, my dad took me out on the old country roads by my house, which is where I taught Nick and Phoebe, which is kind of sweet. Like the exact same roads, doing the exact same kind of stuff. Only my dad would scream squirrel, and I would slam on the brakes because I really thought it was a squirrel. And then like he kept heightening the stakes to the point he got like kid, you know, he'd yell like kid, and I so it was yeah,
so it was nerve wracking.
Yeah, it was terrible.
You're gonna hit a human.
Yeah. Phoebe still talks about when she was little, and I would hit a big jug hole. I would say, I just hit a squirrel with a backpack and tennis shoes. Like, it's a kid.
Yeah. Right. That's
a kid. She got it. She really thought that was funny.
That always hits for me, too.
Yeah.
I like that one.
I think I'm losing my fastball in radio.
What do you mean?
Here's my show prep. Last night, I almost texted you this last night. Last night I wrote, more fish, because I feel like I should eat more fish. And I wrote that, and I'm like,
that's the topic.
This is what you're doing?
Let's spend an hour on Dave.
25 years.
More fish.
More fish.
I think we all do.
I feel the same way, though. I also want to be eating more fish. It's like a superfood. It's really good for you, and I've just avoided it for like...
Yeah, they sell it at stores, too.
Oh, I know, God. But it's not Kevin. Like...
You can't cook it at home, though.
Had nothing to do with that.
And it doesn't stay fresh as long. Yeah, I just feel like it's such a problem.
It depends on what you get. You can do it on the grill if you'd like to do it outside so you don't worry about smelly. And then some fish is not smelly. Tilapia is not that smelly.
What holds up on the grill?
Salmon.
I don't like salmon.
I don't either. It's the only fish I don't like.
Me too. Well, I don't like clams or mussels or oysters.
Swordfish holds up on a grill.
Oh, I love swordfish.
What does swordfish taste like?
It's just like it's
thick.
It's thicker. It's like almost like a steak texture. Mm-hmm. Not quite, but almost.
Isn't halibut like that?
Halibut's like that too, which also holds up on the grill.
I also wrote down pork sausage hunk. Which I know why, because I had Pantera's pork sausage hunk on Saturday.
Ah, okay.
But I don't know what I wanted to tell you guys about it.
Oh, so was it good? Just,
yeah, it's always good. Pantera's is always
great.
Did
it just remind you of maybe when you were younger?
Maybe. Yeah, something. I remember thinking, I need to tell the folks about this, but now I have no idea.
This will segue perfectly into my
this
fish
is
segment.
Perfect.
I ate the pizza.
We're going to cover all the meats.
Fish.
What about beef? Is that next?
Yeah, show prep's hit and miss. I don't know about you guys, but...
Well, it's always hard when... Like, I'll go through different websites and stuff and try to find topical things to talk about, but then when I'm like, all right, let's just go off the top of my head, and then I sit down and I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I literally cannot think of one single thing
at
to
9:30
say.
p.m., things seem a lot smarter than they do in the light of day.
Yeah,
no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah, I actually have on mine, everyone likes to have a fun drink.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless of whether or not it's, you know, alcoholic or whatever. I wrote that down last night. Today, I'm looking at it going like, yeah, that's a true fact, but what else is
there to
say?
Where do you go from there? Like, sure do.
Novelty drinks are very important.
You can thirsty. Name them.
I really want to get...
Yeah, I would get excited over Shirley Temple right now.
I really want to get fun. the flight of, like, the syrups, the flavored syrups. And you can just make whatever you want at home all the time. Ugh. That doesn't sound like fun.
When I was a kid watching soap operas, the one thing.
It'd be great with corn dogs.
The one thing I knew is that I would be an alcoholic because watching the people on soap operas.
They go to the decanter.
The crystal decanter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
I'm like, I don't care what that tastes like.
Do you guys know anyone that has that?
No. I got one.
Yeah, you got one guy?
I mean, it's not
displayed.
Oh,
you have one?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, fancy man.
I've never been in a house, though, where it was there and offered.
Oh,
and,
I've seen it at the bar of like somebody who's like a wealthy person.
Yeah. Well, who knows what they're pouring in there? That could be like $2 chuck or
what
something.
Did I say? What if it's apple cider?
It did look so elegant, though.
It's fancy. I should put my Mountain Dew in there.
Man, I watch soap operas with my mom every day. Days of our lives.
Me too.
There's always something going on a soap opera. Like, there's always a gala or some sort of, like, fancy business event where they do get out the decanters and have the fancy cocktail.
That's the gala per episode ratio.
One every, like, 8 episodes, seriously. Yeah. And they air every day.
And a lot of, like, really serious silences.
When I was a kid, it was...
and pensive looks.
I think it was on 2 to 3, and at 3 was Barnabas Collins... Dark Shadows.
I don't remember.
It was a horror soap opera about a vampire. It was terrifying when you're a little kid.
So his name was Barnabas?
Barnabas Collins. Yes. Anyone from St. Louis my age remembers that.
Huh. It's not a very dramatic last name.
Yeah,
it was
Collins.
Terrifying.
It's like they ran. They
like Barnabas.
They didn't think it all the way through.
Barnabas Jenkins.
Barnabas, just looking around. Wheeler. Barnabas Wheeler.
I'm looking at the Barnabas Collins Wikipedia page, and when they're discussing his love interests, the name of the category on Wikipedia is Barnabas's Women.
That
is Wikipedia.
He's probably a couple hundred years old, right?
Yeah, he's got a harem. And now somebody else say something.
Who was the guy who played Barnabas Collins? Do you remember?
Oh, Jonathan Frid.
I gotta look him up. Was he good looking?
I don't know. There's four people.
No, he was not.
There's four people.
No, he was not.
There's Jonathan Frid. There's Ben Cross, Alec Newman, and Johnny Depp.
Oh, okay. Oh. So Dark Shadows, the movie, was like a spin-off of this.
Yeah.
Got it. Collins. You learn something new every day.
Listen to the DGS.
There you go.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Tuesday. Trish Gazelle hanging out with us for a while. This Friday, Saturday, Sunday is the 58th annual Lebanese Festival down in St. Louis at St. Raymond's, which is, what's the best way to describe the geographic?
Corner Shoto and Tucker, across from Purina.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. That'll get them there.
Kind of like LaSalle Park.
Yeah.
Area. Yes.
We'll get them there.
That's where, that's where exactly where my dad grew up. Where St.
So
Raymond's
that was
is
where
right now.
Lebanese town, for lack of a better term,
that
was.
That area. I mean, street after street.
Yeah.
Four family flats.
I was listening to Sue's show on the weekend, Sue on the Lou, and it was about Greek history in St. Louis. And Greek Town used to be right where Ballpark Village is. Isn't that interesting? It just be like shops
so
and grocery stores and all that
don't
kind
mention
of
the Greeks when the Lebanese festival's this weekend. I mean, they already
They're gonna get enough confused people.
You know, they already get enough people. They just had theirs last week. It's our turn.
You can't compete with the Greeks.
That's fair.
So we all know about Cracker Barrel, although update, they have stopped in their tracks redecorating. So there's going to be no more redecorated Cracker Barrels. They're going back to McHale's Navy and Penny Candy and that kind of stuff. But you know who else is rebranding is Hooters.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they're becoming more family friendly, right?
More family friendly. The ladies are going to be going from the short shorts to like biker shorts. That's the big change.
A biker shorts?
And like no booty showing, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
They said no cheeks hanging out.
What about for customers?
But still,
do they specify
but still,
for customers?
Like, biker shorts are like the things the biker do, the people wear when they're riding their bicycles, right? Right?
Yeah, they're pretty showy.
I was going to say, that's like skin tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're good.
I mean, just saying, it's like, not exactly where I'd be like, yeah, let's take the 12-year-olds there. You know?
It depends on how much you like your 12-year-old.
It does kind of depend on the 12-year-old.
It's still revealing, but I feel better about it than like having a cheek hanging out. You know?
No, yeah, for sure. It's definitely better than that. It's just interesting, right? Because
is it that big of a deal before? Like, do you think it was that risque before?
No.
No, not really.
I mean, when
it first launched, it was a big deal.
There was a place
because nobody had seen it before. Yeah.
Is the place open still in Soulard where they just paint themselves?
No.
Carson's.
No. No, I'm sorry. It's open. It's our friend Nick's place.
Yeah, but they don't paint themselves anymore?
No.
Okay.
That place is Soulard Bar and Grill?
What? No, no.
Why
social.
Am I blanking? Thank you. The Social House. I don't know where I'm sorry. I don't know
You're
what's
bonking.
Happening to me today.
Yeah.
It's my friend. Social House, yes. No, they totally redid it, and they do not have the paint and girls anymore. It's so good.
The Cracker Barrel thing is confusing me. So you're failing, and you decide to make changes because you're failing, and now you're just going to go back to what was failing?
Yeah, but this is the most publicity they've had in 20 years.
So
you don't
sure,
think they're
but
gonna
like
get a bump out of this?
Yeah, they
maybe,
might.
Maybe
they
for
might.
A few months, but then after that, it's going to go back to what people didn't like about it before. Because the whole problem was they can't get young people to go there. Well, this ain't going to fix that.
Maybe they didn't know about it.
They're everywhere.
Maybe it's cool now.
Maybe it'll be a novelty now to see how the older people
Well, you
live.
Know, the young people, the next thing they love is people that go back to old traditions.
Maybe we should put the booty shorts on the servers at Cracker Barrel.
Maybe. Mix it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Gen Z may not like that.
Yeah.
They're a tough group to figure out.
For another half hour or so, the St. Raymond's Lebanese Festival is coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Shoto and Tucker. Go by and tell Trish's mom that you know that her daughter's in radio.
Yes, please.
You should set her up in a little tent. Yeah.
But then, like, if someone came up to her, I already know what she'd do. She'd act all coy about it then. Like, oh, really? And who are you? No, really. She loves to talk. So if you guys stop by, please find me, say hello, and say hi to Pat.
We're going to do a DGS Happy Hour.
Oh, yes.
So this is a new segment where we just throw something out. Just like we're at Happy Hour, like, oh, did you hear this? Did you hear that? Did you hear about Andrew eating 15 corn dogs in one weekend?
I did not.
They're yummy.
I've never had a corn dog. Let me say that.
What?
I know what it is. Yeah. I can't imagine eating two of them, much less 15. That's gross. Was
Why
it
not?
A bet?
No.
Was it a bet?
It was. You bet it was in my house.
Were they normal size?
Normal is tough to gauge. I don't really know.
I would say, would you say normal grocery store size?
I mean, yeah, that's where I got
the
them.
State fair ones are usually like.
Is it a regular hot dog or like a big
it's
a, old
I'd
hot
say
dog.
It's probably a little smaller than a regular hot dog. And it's got the corn batter around it. It's quite delish.
God, that's gross. 15 in one weekend. Did you spend a lot of time
it was a long
in
weekend.
The bathroom after that?
I didn't eat them all at once. I didn't take them all down at 3 o'clock on Saturday. I didn't have an appointment.
It was just like, what did we figure out, Dave? Was it like one per every two waking hours?
It was
over
one
3 days?
Per hour. One per waking hour.
And that's such a food, like, you have it once, maybe twice in the span of a week, but how many times
you
can
just
you
said
have
you've
corn?
Never had, you have no idea.
No, I get what it is. I know what it is.
But you don't
you
know
have
how
absolutely
good it is.
No, yeah, you have no idea what it is. You just said you've never had one.
I know what it is. It's a hot dog with corn batter. I mean, I can guess what it tastes like. I just haven't wanted to have one.
You're not a physicist, Andrew. I mean,
it's not like chicken cordon bleu or something.
Well, she's
it's
passing judgment,
dog.
And she has no idea.
You have
all
no
I'm
idea
saying.
The addictive properties, Trish.
Does anyone think I can pass judgment without having one?
Yes.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
I can figure it out.
I've never had sauerkraut, but I got a pretty good idea.
But it's also, it's not what the thing is, it's the number in the time period.
Which I actually have zero problem with. If Andrew told me, yes, I ate 15 corn dogs in one sitting, I would be a bit concerned. But over the course of a weekend, you have three-day
weekend.
There. Yeah, three-day weekend, thank you. I don't think that's
right, longer
that's
than a weekend.
Quick tester.
Five a day.
Quick tester.
Yeah.
That's gross.
How many in the room have eaten 15 of anything in a three-day period?
I mean, well,
burgers, chicken sandwiches,
pieces
tacos.
Of pizza. Is it weird to eat 15 pieces of pizza?
Yes. Over 3 days?
Yes.
That's a lot, but it wouldn't be. I don't know why it feels
no,
less weird, but it's a lot.
A
yeah, not even pure volume. Just the choice is weird. Oh,
the same thing every day?
Yeah.
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 I think that might be part of the whole surprise, right? It's not, I mean, you're going to eat, and you're going to eat roughly the same amount, right? Whether you're eating all corn dogs or corn dogs, chicken, fish, like you guys all talked about earlier. It's just the repetitiveness that's like,
So if Andrew had grilled hot dogs on a Friday night and over the course of the three-day weekend had 15 hot dogs.
Same.
I don't think that's weird excessive. At all.
I don't think I've ever eaten totally 15 normal. Of anything in it's, 3 days.
You will cook a whole bunch of something on a Sunday night, Kevin, and then you'll eat nothing but that all week.
Yeah, but like over 7 days.
Over 5 days.
No, it counts the weekends too. They exist. I eat on Saturday and Sunday
I just
also.
Think it's an odd choice to have that much of in that short of a time period. I think that's what it is.
If the things that I made, I ate every meal for three straight days, that I would think that's excessive.
Let me mediate this. It's not like serial killer psycho.
No!
But
no.
It's out of the norm.
Thank you.
It's a little strange.
It's like, ew.
Yeah. Right. That's exactly right. It's not like... bizarre. It's
and
just
anyway,
like, oh.
Dave brought it up. So why are you mad at me?
I'm mad at both of you. No, I'm mad at you because you immediately went, that's disgusting. You're passing judgment on things you know nothing about.
How much time do you want me to take to think about it? I mean, I formed an opinion that fast.
If you had to eat 15 of something in a weekend, what would that something be?
Crab cakes.
See, that's way
that's
weirder.
That's way worse.
Dogs,
if you said
so
you ate
rich.
If you said you ate 15 crab cakes, that's out of this world.
Pizza or tacos?
Ooh, tacos is
tacos
a good
would
choice.
Be a good one.
The amount of mercury in 15 crab cakes alone.
What?
I'm not a big fan of crab cakes either. They are rich.
Don't make me throw your own argument back at you. What do you even know about crab cakes and mercury?
I'm pretty sure seafood just has a bunch of it in there.
Yeah, you're pretty sure you're not right.
We're making Patricia sad. She gets sad when we pick on Andrew.
Thank you, Patricia. I also
it
do.
On himself,
yeah.
Let me say. And it's not like he's like, oh, stop picking on me. He gets mad and fights back.
No, this is what Andrew does. It's like getting mad for someone being a wide receiver. This is his role.
Hey, stop tackling the receiver.
Right.
What would the fun be if I just started crying because I was upset? What if Trish said that was gross and I started crying?
Well, he has ragged on me plenty of times.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel bad.
Did you say bragged or ragged?
Ragged.
Okay.
Ripped on me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was the maddest you got it in? What was that we just said the other day?
It was a lottery ticket.
Lottery ticket thing.
Oh,
yeah.
The lottery ticket thing.
I was madder about you driving in the left lane, but
I remember you were madder than you remember you were about the lottery ticket.
Oh, I was mad. That because, is a close second, but yeah. I think it's appalling when
because
you're in
I
the
said
left lane.
Because I said that I still wanted some of the money if you won, even right. though I wasn't buying
it
a ticket.
It was more of your attitude than you. Buying the ticket because okay, I can't police everyone, and we all say okay if we get a ticket, we won. And I just wouldn't have known. But you were so adamant about not participating, but then also receiving the reward that
because we're friends
made me shut up. It's that. It's that. It's that right there. It's that.
See, don't feel sorry.
Because we're buddies.
Don't feel sorry for Andrew. He does it right back to everybody.
I should get some of the money because we're buddies.
No.
If I won the lottery, I'd give you some.
But you won't because you won't buy a ticket.
Thank
but
you.
You could win without buying a ticket, I bet.
No.
There's, you know, I could receive a publisher's clearinghouse.
Michael on the stream says, I make a pot of chili and eat it every day until it's done.
Okay, do you eat it 5 times a day?
Maybe.
I love chili. It's almost chilly weather.
I mean, also chili 5 times a day. Good luck.
Also,
some
yeah.
Long nights.
But see, there are lines that I draw as well. Like I don't think I would do 5 bowls of chili in one day.
Oh.
Like that seems like a lot.
Seriously?
Yeah, corn dogs are again, keeping in mind you do not know what a corn dog is or tastes like. Keeping that in mind.
Does he act like corn dog is like this exotic food from a different country? I know what a corn dog is.
Never had one.
Why haven't you?
Because I don't want one.
So why not?
Because I don't think I'd like it.
Why does that hurt my feelings?
You're pretty invested in the dog.
I know.
You have injured me.
Well, Andrew's taken down 15 of these in a weekend. And takes one look at it. Like,
why does it kind of hurt my feelings that she doesn't?
Why don't you like my best friends?
Yeah, and it's kind of what it feels like. It's like when you introduce a friend to your other friend, and you're like, yeah, kind of. He seemed like kind of a jerk. I don't know. He kind of smelled.
It's the closest thing you have to a child. It's corn. It's processed meat. It's on a stick.
Yeah, to have a problem with a corn dog is sort of to have a problem with me.
Microwavable?
And I don't know why he thinks I can't figure out what it is, or like I've had to have tasted it. Too.
I think you would like it if you tried one.
I don't think so.
It's not that much different than a meat pie.
Yeah, it's very different.
It's the same. It's
I don't
meat
want it.
With stuff around it.
I know
it.
What it is. I don't want it.
Do you like regular hot dogs?
Meat
yes.
with stuff around it.
Yeah, but no, I don't like them a lot.
Okay.
I like to have them every once in a while, and I like them really dark. All right. And I like spicy mustard on them.
Ooh, yum.
Mm.
There. We found some common ground.
Yeah, see,
we always find
the common ground in the end, Trish and I.
Spicy mustard.
What
all
about
right.
fried bologna? I had that the other day. Ooh, there's nothing better than
haven't
fried bologna.
I haven't had that
bologna.
In a long time.
Mm-hmm. And I cut the little, you know, slits in it. Did you do that? Go around the bologna?
No, I make the sombrero.
Ah.
Yeah.
God, I love fried bologna.
That was big in the Glover household.
Is that not a Detroit thing?
It's basically a hot dog.
Oh, no, jeez. Mofo. After you tell me mm-hmm. this isn't water, you're going to tell me that bologna's a hot dog?
Mm-hmm. Bologna's a hot dog, and your water isn't water.
They're both processed meats, but that's like saying head cheese is the same thing and pimento loaf.
No, I thought they were the same thing.
No.
Just shaped differently.
No.
Well, I don't know the ingredients of either, but I don't feel like they're the same thing.
He's looking up, is a bologna hot dog?
I don't really know. I thought they were the same thing. I thought they just cut it up different.
He's searching, am hot dog bologna?
All right, no, they're not. They're not the same. But they are both types of emulsified processed sausage.
Mm, thank you for that.
That sounds terrible.
That sounds so bad.
Well, there's DGS happy hour for you. Which is what a real happy hour with us would be.
Yes.
Arguing somewhere.
I have a happy hour thing, which is a hot take, I believe.
Okay, hold
you
it
want me
for,
to save it?
Hold it for 3 minutes. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Trish is here.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Trish is going to be in a lot in the next couple of weeks because Rach is going to be off for a while, and Trish will be sitting in a few days. She's here today to tell us about the Lebanese Festival, which is happening in St. Raymond's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Shoto and Tucker. She'll be there Saturday and Sunday, so seek her out. I may try to come by on Sunday.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. Okay, so happy hour, and you had a topic.
Yeah, I feel like the DMV has been dethroned as one of the rudest places to walk into, and something has taken it place. I had a great experience the last few times I was at the DMV, the one on Telegraph and the one at Kings Highway. Both times great. I don't know about you guys. Any problems?
My last one was pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they get a bad rap, and now I'm going to make a whole industry mad at me, but I feel like every time I walk in the pharmacy, they're all rude. Every time.
I said this like a few months ago.
Did you really?
Yes. Oh. CVS.
It's like they're mad that you're in there getting a prescription.
You feel it. You feel it. I wish a pharmacist would confirm this. Because look, I get it.
I do too.
Anytime I've worked somewhere, when my customer walks in, I don't want to see your ass. Like, I don't care if I'm making donuts or I'm your lawyer, whatever it is. And when I walk up to the pharmacy, I feel like they're just like, oh, for love of God.
And we don't go to the same pharmacy.
You know this guy wants Viagra. Like, I just can't, you know, so.
And I'm sure that they're short-staffed and overworked. I'm sure.
I'm sure dealing with the public is terrible.
It's horrible, especially with the stuff like this. But they are so rude every time that I actually feel bad giving them my money because it feels like I'm really putting them out.
Yeah. Trish, get this. Dave on the stream says, Trish's accent and vibe always reminds me of my cousins. Did she by any chance go to Oakville High School?
Shut up.
That's what it says.
I did not go to Oakville High School, but I grew up in Oakville, which is really funny. Steve went to Oakville High School. No, I went to St. Margaret Mary Alico, which is right around the corner, and then I went to Ursuline, but that is really funny. I do have a South County accent.
I don't note that. I mean, like, you're very distinct, and you and Steve remind me of each other. You have similar vibes, but I don't hear an accent with you.
Well, I mean, it has to be something because that guy picked it. What was his name?
Dave. Brian Dave. Also said. Brian says you got that South County twang.
Yep. SoCo.
So I always think like Farty Far and things like that.
That's more South City.
Okay.
Well, I don't know that they do that, but that was the rap. that it was South City. I didn't know South County really had one either, but I do know that I say things weird sometimes. Like I used to say onion with a G.
Mm.
What?
Onion.
Onion.
Oh.
And I didn't know I was doing it until Marty Link pointed it out to me because he was taking my lunch order and I said, can I have a burger with no onion? And he's like, onion? I was in my 20s and didn't know I was saying it weird.
Yeah. Anything you say like that in any of us that you just can't say it the right way? Like I say, when I say Vietnamese, I usually say Vietnamese. Hmm. And as soon as I start to say it, like when we had the chef on, who's Vietnamese, and I'm like, don't say it, D-head.
You did it.
And I finally said it, and I pronounced it like I was on Google or something. So
I struggle with that, like if I'm like, you're going to say it wrong. And like no matter how hard I try, I am going to say it wrong. Yeah, and which is bad.
I have a problem with regularly. Regularly.
Regularly is hard.
Yeah, that's hard.
That's a tough one.
How do you say hamburger?
Hamburger?
That's pretty normal.
Burger's hard. Burger's hard without the ham.
Yeah.
Like you got to just, you know what I'm saying?
Burger.
Burger
a
on
naked
its
burger. Burger. You right. really hit the R.
You have to have the ham.
Burger.
Ham distracts you from the gur.
I wonder why it's a hamburger, now that we're saying that.
I think.
Was it made of ham?
No, I think it's Hamburg.
What? You're making that up.
I think I'm wrong.
The place
but, yeah.
in Germany?
So it's a hamburger?
Oh, no. Yeah,
I think happened? You're right. I think it is
that
from hamburger.
No, I think there is something like
I
that.
Think it,
yeah.
I think that's why it is, because there's obviously no ham in that burger.
Yeah. I think it's from Hamburg, Germany.
Burger. All right.
Burger.
You need the
Let's
ham.
Just do that for a while. People tuning in to see what the new KMOX is like.
Burger.
Burger.
You do it, Rachel.
Hamburger.
Wow. No, they were not created in Hamburg, but I just Googled this. I did not know it. It was originally, it's a U.S. thing. It's made in America, okay. Hamburgers. But it was in reference to ground beef that was sold in Hamburg back in the day.
Okay.
What? So, wonderful. We got our ground beef from...
There was, I guess it looked like the ground beef from Hamburg before everyone moved over here. And then they got here and they made burgers out of it. And like, it looks like the Hamburg meat. So we're calling it a hamburger.
Is it the same as loose meat sandwich?
Is what?
As a loose meat sandwich.
That's
what we could be calling it.
I think that's a sloppy Joe.
I don't want that. Whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, McDonald's has a new loose meat sandwich. Oh, I can't wait.
I don't even want to say it.
I can't wait to have the McDonald's big loose meat sandwich.
It's like moist. Don't.
I prefer to make my own loose meat sandwiches at home.
It's better than a tight meat sandwich.
That is a finely ground beef and. Yeah, it's like a sloppy Joe. That's what it is.
Okay. I mind if I do.
Sloppy Joe. I don't like sloppy Joe.
You said that like Adam Sandler.
I did it on purpose. I did.
I know.
This is dumb.
Just want you to know that I caught it.
This is so dumb. You know what I can't stop myself from doing, and I know it's annoying? Doing, because I know you talked to the Napoleon Dynamite guy, I can't not say quesadilla.
I do the same thing. I'm like, make yourself a dang quesadilla.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
That's a permanent affectation.
Yeah.
They had to think that was just a throwaway line, and now it's just everybody's going to quote it.
One of my favorite interviews ever yesterday.
Oh, he was awesome.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
If you guys didn't hear it, go back and podcast Uncle Rico. It was worth the price of admission, just him telling the backstory of throwing the steak. Did you get to hear that?
I didn't. I knew you were, I heard
send,
you guys
send
tease
it. To
it
you.
But,
I'll
yeah.
send it to you. Are you going to, I guess you're going to
no,
leave?
No, I got to go.
All right.
Thank All right. you. Hope to see you at the Lebanese Festival this weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
Find
for
your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.